This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You will hit a wall, hit a wall, hit a wall, hit a wall, hit a wall.
The wall?
The wall.
The wall?
Wall to wall, brother.
You're breaking the wall!
This wall.
The wall.
I mean, it's been a while. It's been a while since we've done this. But I'm ready for it.
It was time. We had brought the idea up last week, but it makes more sense to do it this week and combine the two. You know, we usually do a wall of sound in the regular season, and it's our guests talking about the matchup, what the Bears are doing, who they're facing, etc. But since the Bears had done so much, that deserves a wall of sound. We've had some really good Bears commentary and thoughts from the Bears themselves as well over the past couple of weeks, haven't we?
I think so. And shout out to Adam Stasinski, who went through all the tape of the last 2 weeks. It's the press availabilities. It's also people who were on our shows, whether it was mornings, middays, afternoons, the last 2 weeks. And we do call it the Wall of Sound. Let's start with Jonah Jackson explaining why he thrived in Detroit with Ben Johnson as the offensive coordinator.
I feel like my best years were with Ben. He calls the game to our strengths, you know, and things we're good at. And it's not just for one guy specifically. And, you know, I felt like I was able to strive in that system. And, you know, I'm excited to get back into it, you know, get back to what I was able to do and, you know, keep it rolling.
I think the lack of position change, at least ideally to start the season, is really going to benefit Jonah Jackson. I know the Bears are counting on him for what should be the next 3 years. So nice to hear him talk about what he wants to do after a less than ideal year with the Rams.
Especially at guard and not center. That's the key, I believe.
That part. We have more commentary about Jonah Jackson. This is from our friend Matt Bowen, who told Spiegel and Holmes that Jackson can still play at a high level.
Jonah Jackson, if we go back to last year, because look, this year for Jonah Jackson had an injury. And guys, my last year in the league, I missed training camp in Buffalo. You're behind for the entire season. You're behind. That's just how, if you can't practice in the summer, it really disrupts your entire football season. So I wasn't there in LA. I can't speak to it. But if I go back to 23 in the tape when he was with Detroit with Ben Johnson, when I had my top 100 list in 23, Jonah Jackson was a top 15 for me.
How would you?
And Spies mentioned the word tone setter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he is. That's where you want to run the football. That's what he is. He is nasty. He's a finisher. He's more powerful than athletic. I'll tell you what, He can open daylight for a running back.
Did you hear Spiegs in the background there just go, ah, that's good?
Sometimes you hear what you need to hear, what you want to hear, and those two things are the exact same thing. So if you can go out and trade for one guard before free agency even hits, why not go out and trade for two? Joe Tooney told us what was similar between the two winning organizations he was in prior to being acquired by the Bears.
Just kind of, you know, being in those places just felt like, you know, everyone was pulling in the same direction. You know, everyone, all that mattered was winning, and I can really feel that here, you know, starting from ownership to management to coaches and just meeting everybody, and just there's such an intent and such, you know, purpose to win, and it makes me excited just even being here a couple days, and just excited to be part of it, and you know, I want to contribute as much as I can, as fast as I can, and yeah, just ready to get going.
We are too, Joe. We are too.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. How about this from your guy, Marshall Harris? Drew Dahlman was asked how his experience with Michael Penix Jr. last season can help him as he works with Caleb Williams.
I think the biggest things are your focus can only be on so many things at once. And there are things that his focus needs to be on and that can't be on in anybody else's plate. And there are things that can be handled by other people. So things like the snap count or like elements of protection or the run game or that kind of deal. The less he has to worry about it and the more that we as an O-line can communicate together and diagnose together, the less he has to do it and the more he can focus on the things that are exclusive to him. And so I think that process played out a little bit with Mike, and then I imagine it'll carry over the same. But yeah, it's all about kind of narrowing the aperture about what you're having to focus on and being able to kind of use the O-line as additional eyes for the quarterback.
As you can imagine, Marshall, we had a lot of fun with narrow the aperture last week.
Narrowing the aperture.
We decided it should be on shirts. We decided it would also creep out Drew Dahlman if he saw that on a shirt because we were so excited that he was here.
But then he would know what he had walked into, right?
Like, my God, where am I? Like, that was one phrase, and we're nerds, so we loved it. But as somebody who also used a video camera for TV for many years, I know you know that phrase well.
I do know the phrase, unfortunately, for my shoulder. Unfortunately for my shoulder.
Yeah, we both have bad right shoulders.
Something we have in common. The Bears like to do things in twos, right? So if you can get one guard, why not go get two? If you can get one Atlanta Falcon, why not go get two? And all this attention on the offensive line, but then they go out and get Grady Jarrett. And let me tell you something. Not only a menace on the line, he brought the juice to the press conference the first time he stepped to the mic as a Bear.
Because if I didn't have that confidence, I wouldn't be sitting here. You know, if I got comfortable after my first contract extension, I wouldn't be sitting here. If I got comfortable after my second contract extension, I wouldn't be sitting here. And at the end of the day, this new contract that I got with a new team is just motivating me, you know. And I'm going to be like that till, you know, the day I can't do this no more. But until that, I'm going to always strive to be better. I'm going to always strive to learn. And you know, you never really figure it all out. The day you think you figure it all out, is you're going to go down. And so that's what I'm excited about, and that's what I'm confident in. My body is good, my body is strong, and my mind is, you know, hungry to learn. I'm just in a position to where I'm in a special place at the right time with around the right people, and I'm super excited for what's to come.
Do you still feel like a young guy?
I mean, we about to start OTAs. We're gonna line it up. They're gonna see that strength, that speed, all that. So, I mean, you don't know me, obviously yet, but you'll see. You get to learn, and I'm confident in my abilities to be highly productive and have my best seasons still ahead of me.
Grady, I'm over here to your left. Herb Howard with the Bigs, man. You talked about trash talking with Coach. I saw a mic'd up clip with you. Y'all was playing the Packers, and you passionately told Jordan Love to pipe down.
Was go ahead, finish. What else I say?
I can't. You know what I mean? I'm glad you know what I'm talking about, though. Was that just a regular football interaction, or was that something just a little bit more?
Man, you know, when you're playing ball, man, you know, doing this, you know, being professional, being able to talk and communicate with people is something. But when you're playing ball, you cross some lines, you got to be able to go in that dark place, you know. And sometimes what happened in that dark place, you know, it get a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? And just being a competitor. And like I talked about, mic'd up with some of the new media team here, and I was like, yeah, I know I got some crazy ones, and that was released. So the stuff that's not released got to be super crazy, but you got to have that dog in you, you know what I'm saying. Obviously, Jordan Love is a good quarterback. But, you know, my thing is, so if you know, y'all already can't hit the quarterback so many different ways. See, first of all, I chased him down the field over 50 yards. I went and caught him. So I got that speed on me, too. Now it was 2 years ago, so I'm only getting faster. So then to walk away from me talking mess, I mean, what are we doing? We ain't, you know what I'm saying? But I'm excited I get to go against him two times a year now. And, you know, just try to, you know, help this organization get some wins over the other team.
I mean, he brought it. And he left no stone unturned in terms of, oh, I want to see it, though. I don't know you. I want to get to know you. I want to see what you're about on the practice field and beyond.
He is. There's a reason that he was considered the heart of that Atlanta defense. And you hear it in that press conference. It was so much fun. I also love that he brought the word strength to the people.
Hey.
There's strength and then there's strength.
Yeah, I'm from down south. We do strength.
But it is true. Like, there's just a different, I don't know, it just puts me at peace. There's a different way to hear that, you know? You want somebody like that on your line.
He's there, he's present, and accounted for.
Yeah, you need him on that wall. You want him on that wall.
Both things are true.
So, also on the special edition of the Wall of Sound, we have Doug Farrar, who was fantastic. He was such a great guest. He explained what the Bears could be getting in Dio Odengbo.
He's been on my radar for a couple of years. Yeah, and Pro Football Focus counts sacks as half sacks as whole sacks, which I agree with. He had 12 sacks under those counts in 2023. Had 4 sacks last year. The thing I like about him, he's 6'6", about 286. And Dennis Allen, who is also very precise in what he wants. Now, the Saints had Carl Granderson as the primary outside guy last year, but they also had Cam Jordan and Chase Young coming over the tackles or even inside the tackles quite a bit. And Deo, I'm not going to murder his last name. We're just going to call him Deo so I don't sound like an idiot. He was inside on 15% of his snaps, and I believe 2 of his sacks and 11 of his hurries came from there. This is a guy who, I used to say, if Michael Bennett, when he was with the Seahawks, he runs like he's 260, hits like he's 300. Whew. That's kind of what this guy has, too. And if you have that in a player, and I think Dennis Allen is going to have a field day with him. And then you look at that front, I mean, you've got, bringing it up here, sorry. You got Montez, you got Grady Jarrett, who comes in, and when he's healthy, can still play anywhere from nose to three tech. And now you've got Dale all over the place. I mean, that becomes really interesting as far as just front wise for a team that, you know, they've been wondering for a long time, where's the pass rush? Well, now it kind of comes from anywhere. And that's something Dennis Allen likes a lot.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Odengbo.
Odengbo.
Hard to spell, easy to say.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, Bo. Okay, so Michael Felder was on Spiegel and Holmes, and he really likes the matchup of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams.
So Felder, do you think it's a scary fit because what he can might be able to do with Caleb Williams?
No, I think it's a scary fit because what Chicago might do to him.
we're going to try to take it easy on him, man. Everyone's happy that he's here.
That's what I want. I want everybody to be happy that he's here. Give him a chance and let him do his thing. I think he can work miracles with Caleb Williams, if we're being honest. Like, he is someone, and I thought Dan Campbell was a great foil for him, because Ben, up until he got the Chicago job, you never heard Ben talk, right?
Correct.
So I think now he's got to talk, he's got to be out in front, and I think that's the part that might be a little bit more different for him. The football, don't worry about him with football. Do not worry about Ben Johnson with football. This man is going to destroy it. He is going to go out there and he's going to make sure that Caleb is protected. We've already seen that right now in the offseason. We're probably going to see it more in the draft as well. Make sure this guy's protected. And when I say protected, I mean protected from an offensive line standpoint, but protected also from a defensive standpoint. And then you're going to load him up with weapons and you're going to call plays that work. And I think that I'm not worried about that. I think Caleb Williams is going to be in a really good spot to where he's going to be able to go out, make plays, find ways to get guys the football in the best way, and also not have to be the guy that makes every single play. It's going to be, whether it's your tight ends, it's your wide receivers, it's all this stuff. You have DJ Moore still, right? Like, this is a thing where you have an opportunity to call plays that allow for this, for Ben's mind and for obviously his staff, for them to create space. And if you can create space in the NFL, then you create touchdowns.
I love that point from Michael Felder at the end. If you create space, you create touchdowns. And guess what? If you can make plays in space defensively, you know what you're doing. Stopping touchdowns. These are the things I live on.
He makes it sound so simple, right?
He makes it sound simple, but we know it's not easy. There's a difference. Like, you can say, just do this. That doesn't mean it's easy. A lot of people, when Drew Dalvin were signed, texted in, called in, asked us on Twitter, asked us on Facebook, what does Olin think? What does Olin think? What does Olin think?
I know, I was one of those people, by the way.
You found out. Olin Krutz was on with Spiegel and Holmes. He talked about how he loves the way the Bears are building the trenches.
Nothing better than a guy like Tooney next to you. Once you learn what he wants, once you learn the calls, once you learn how he sets, you know where he's going to be every time, right? And then Jonah Jackson there in Detroit, playing between two good football players in Decker and Ragnow. He would get a lot of movement in the run game. Big, strong, physical guard. So I like where they're going with their offensive line. By that, I mean, guys, I like to say the offensive line is like a basketball team. You got to get yourself a point guard, a power forward, a small forward. You got to get guys who challenge guys on every position, somebody on a second level, somebody who can dominate on the line of scrimmage, somebody who doesn't matter what position they are. They just have to be different type of players, and then they all got to come together, and that's Roshar, and that's Ben Johnson's job to bring all these guys together, let them work at a high level. But now you have guys, when you had assets in that room, you have guys who you know can compete at the highest level in the NFL.
It's okay if you're foaming at the mouth. I get it. Olin Krutz has spoken. Those are words that you need to heed. So you've got all these new pieces on the offensive line. Ben Johnson was asked, how long exactly will it take for everything to get good?
It shouldn't be easy. This should be hard. You know, the spring should be hard. Training camp should be hard. Anything worth doing is hard. So it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort. In particular, year one, we should not be comfortable as we're coming into the springtime. We're going to load these guys up. We're going to see what they can handle. We're going to fail, and that's okay. That's part of how you learn and how you grow and you get better. And so we're going to encourage that as a coaching staff. So nothing about this is about making it easier. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, that last Ben Johnson cut, though.
We're going to fail in practice. That's how you succeed in games.
I hope it's just in practice, because I've seen the failure on the field.
Well, what was all this? Oh, we had great practices talk, and then the records were what they were. What were you doing in your practice? Were you facing Grady Jarrett?
One in a million talk.
Yeah, exactly. Were you facing Grady Jarrett, who has strength? Or were you just facing some other person who was just standing there looking at you saying, this is a great practice?
Grady said, them young boys about to figure it out. You're about to find out the hard way.
I told you I'm ready to cage fight to get Grady Jarrett as a regular guest on the show.
That's fine. If it can be a tag team match, I'll tag in with you. We'll handle it.
I know it's going to be a fight to the death. This is going to be a media battle that will take us all. You've got to draw your lines. You've got to figure out which team you're on.
Something straight out of Anchorman. I can see it. I can get with it. I can love it. But that was the solid wall of sound coming
up next.
Where'd
you get a hand grenade?
Whoa. Yeah, no hand grenades. Trident, right? You stabbed
Trident.
A man with a trident?
I've been meaning to talk to you.
Also, yes, he had multiple weapons. Straight out of freaking Double Dragon, picking up random objects and seeing if they work.
Ben Stiller is really underrated in that scene.
Como está?
Yo.
I used to say that all the time.
So, I prefer the PBS gang, you know, with the turtlenecks and the pipes. That's more my vibe. I'm just saying. When we come back, we're going to switch it up and go back to the NCAA tournament. Big game tonight. Illinois, Xavier. We've got Jeremy Werner, who's going to join us to talk about the big matchup in the 6-11 up north in Milwaukee. That's when we come back with more Bernstein and Harris. Layla Rahimi in on 670 The Score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.